Oh man. I got lots to talk about today. It's the recording of this is May 24th, 2025, and I got some really cool news coming up. And I got some stuff I got to talk about Borden and Hive. So stick around. Okay, guys, we got to get into this. I can't really not say it anymore. So let me take the headphones off. Because I'm hearing myself and it's driving me nuts. I've got some more tweaking to do. I had Meatbag Friday yesterday at work, so I had to go into the actual office. And I got to looking around. I had a desktop there at the office, and it was basically set up for like a little server on the LAN, and we weren't using it anymore. And I got to looking at the specs of it, and I'm like, dude, this would be a perfect little live streaming machine. And, cause for what I have to talk about here in a minute. I brought it home and set it up last night. And while I was also there at the office, there's this Linksys. I was looking through a box of cables, monitor cables, because I needed a cable for an extra monitor there at work. And finally, I ran across this Linksys switch. Gigabit switch with 5 ports on it. And I'm like, wonder how long it's been in this box, because we're obviously not using it. So I went and asked the boss, and he looked at it, and he's like, I don't remember what we had it for. Take it home. It's like, okay. So I got me a nice little switch, and brought that other desktop box home and set it up last night. And it is now my streamer, and what I am doing right now, how I'm recording this video, I am using Mix DJ console, I guess you call it. Mix DJ console for the audio, and that is going through OBS and the plugin called Teleport into Big Bitch, my other computer, which is running OBS too, and it's teleporting that from here. So I'm just teleporting the audio, and you can see, if I turn this source off, you can see, you know, there's Mix DJ console, and you know, see my mouse moving around on the other screen. But I digress. So I've got this set up like this because Real Liberty Media. God, I keep going dyslexic with the name for some reason. RLM. They go to Real Media Liberty, reallibertymedia.com. Yeah, I'm going to be streaming there and doing shows and podcasting and blogging from there. I've already got a blog set up, but I haven't posted anything, so you're not going to see it on there. But they are on Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, and then if you go to their link tree, there's like 65 plus channels across YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, X, Spotify, PeerTube. It's pretty much everywhere. A little bit of quick history. They've been around for 14, 15 years. I remember running across them years ago. And listened to them for a little bit, but never really paid all that much attention to them because I wasn't really into this back then as much as I am now. And especially here the last couple of years. But their founder passed away here a year or so ago. And, you know, they're still going. They are still going. They had a bit of a issue. It was the last year, I think it was. And they're crawling back from that. But, you know, it was a hack, I guess, or something. I don't know what it was. But they're getting big again. They are pretty much everywhere. So, but if you go tune in, because they've got a regular radio station. I'll tune over there. And then, you know, you can listen to it. They've got a live chat box here. It's going to load in a second. And this is going to load. Yep, I got to mute that. They are, you know, they got live on-demand stuff. They've got other radio stations, a couple others. From what I understand, I will get my own radio station as well as be on the main one. There's also RLM Video, which is their own PeerTube. I will be putting my videos over there as well. My podcasts will go there too. So I'll be on CastGarden, Blurt.media, their RLM's PeerTube. Yeah, dude, this is huge for me. I'm excited for it, and can't wait to get it going. It's going to probably start somewhere around the 1st of June. I'll keep you guys posted. It'll mostly be the audio show, like I do now. But I asked for a 2-hour time slot. So we're going to be playing some music, and we're going to be playing, you know, I've got my old stuff. I got to get that off of a hard drive that I've got buried somewhere. Yes, some of you know that I had, like, from the old Uncle Bonehead show days and Loud and Proud and all my other podcasts, I had about 40 or 50 gigabytes worth of music that was submitted to me over the years since 2006, 2005, when I started podcasting. And I'm gonna dust off some old CDs, and we're gonna rock out, not just with Burt Bite Rebel and Mirror Nocturne and the AI music. We're gonna have some real good old fashioned music, and I'll have interviews. I'm gonna have guests, Radio Man from the Loud and Proud show, and his shows are going to, he's going to come on with me. He's going to come on the air with me. I got to clear that out, make that specific, because I know how some of you guys are. Can't just use the word come in a sentence and not have somebody giggle about it. But yeah, Radio Man's going to come up. So we're going to have some good fun and entertaining stuff. I asked for a Friday and Friday night and a Saturday midday. So I'm hoping for a Friday night thing to be more of a fun party type atmosphere. And, where you're just getting rid of the shitty stuff from the week. And then the Saturday midday is going to be the serious, you know, not serious, but semi-serious discussions where, you know, we bring on the guests for talking about, you know, things like Blurt and Web3 and digital liberty and in real life, IRL liberty. Sorry for booming the mic there. But yeah, that's going to be, that's my big announcement. I don't know exactly when it's going to start. I sent him some links for him to start throwing into rotation or into a time slot somewhere. Hopefully that he starts doing that, and I'm going to start throwing my blogs. Liberty Tunes. This is not, I haven't really updated this since like February. So that's been like, what, 2 months, 3 months? March, April, May. Yeah, 3 months. So I'm just going to turn libertytunes.org into a landing page that's going to point you towards reallibertymedia.com, to my blog there, and my podcast there, and my podcast at Cast Garden, my podcast at blurt.media, my AI music there, blurt.media. I still plan on putting those out on the streaming stores. I'm just not making it a priority. If you want the, you know, latest and greatest of my stuff, go to blurt.media for the AI music, and go to my channels. Come on. My internet's being really slow today. And it's annoying. There it is. And you can get it. Everything's, you know, they're all nice and tidy here in the playlists. You can subscribe to these playlists, and as I update them, like the singles one, if you go there, to the playlist, and go to the subscribe button, click the drop down and subscribe via RSS. You can throw that into a feed reader, and it will automatically update when I drop a new Byte Rebel song. And the same way for the Mirror Nocturne playlist. But those, you know, that's only going to be the singles. The full albums, they're not going to get any more updates on those playlists. So if you want the music, that's where to get it. You can go and just go and pick a song. If you want to download it for free, you hit the download button. You can download video or audio only. And then just, you know, save it to wherever you want. If you're an audiophile and you do want the full size FLAC of all the songs or any of the songs, get with me. I'll throw them up on a torrent site somewhere, and you can get all of the high quality FLAC you want. Because I do mix and master everything that I post. I don't just, you know, generated at Suno and then download it and upload it here. These are fully mastered and produced. Sometimes I've even got more stuff in it than what's actually in the song. I put different sound effects and stuff in them. So that's that. I think that's it for my updates. That's been like a 15-minute update. So let's go talk about Blurt for a minute. There's the Van Koosh Family Curation. I don't know, community, whatever thing. They've started an AI. the Vanquish creation is now with AI post here, and this is apparently you can tag it in a comment and it will carry on a conversation with you through the comments as a user. This is kind of cool. I like the tech and I like the idea of it. It's using Google Gemini, so it's only doing the free plan. So once it does 1500 in a day, it's done. It's not doing no more. But the strange thing about it is that it's opening up a box of Pandora, or Pandora's box, because you get AI on a social media site, especially a crypto social media site. You know, Web3. It's not, you know, I don't mean anything ill about this, but this is what's going to happen. Because, especially on Blurt, because there's no downvote button, so there's no way to punish anybody that does this. But you're going to, I can guarantee you there is somebody out there right now that are randomly making Blurt accounts for, like, say, 100 accounts. And they're going to go make 100 Google accounts because they're free. And tie in this AI from Gemini into this bot, into these Blurt accounts, and they're going to make 1,500 posts a day each. It won't take very long, in the matter of a week, and Blurt.blog, be Blurt, and you know, it will be overrun with shitty AI random posts, and it's not, and that only takes one person to do that, and all they're going to do is farm the shit out of Blurt, and it's going to bring the Blurt token down, and it's going to run off a bunch of new users that's going to see all this shit on there, and they're going to be like, nah, I'll just stick it. I'll just stay at X or Mines or wherever they're at. You're not winning anybody over. And it's all because of one person. So, while I think the technology is cool, we got to do something. Make it ethical. Crom, I was talking with him in the Blurt Matrix room earlier, and he mentioned, you know, having a community set up that's run by the AI, and people can go to the community and post to the community and ask questions of it that way, which is cool. But again, I don't see it being good. I really don't. I don't mean to be a pessimist, but it is what it is, dude. And you can't deny it. It's cool and it needs to be worked on. And it does need to be, you know, worked out. But yeah, no. If you're going to do something like this, you should have done it on Hive or Steam, where there's a downvote where you can control it. You're not really controlling the AI, but you're controlling the unethical behavior of humans. So that's that. That's all I had to say about that. I do have another thing I want to talk about. But I want to play a song first. I don't know if I've played this yet, but this is Defiant Hearts, and it's Mirror Nocturne and Byte Rebel, and it is a love song set in a oppressive government and big tech control dystopian future. And yeah, this is, and basically what it says is the story is to overcome the oppression oppressive and surveillance nightmare of the coming future. The only way to do it is through human compassion and touch. So here we go. I don't mean touch by like physical touch. I mean touch by like, I didn't mean to make that sound like a porn or anything. I mean, you know, like the emotional connection between humans.
Tracking my soul, big brother chains wanna lock down my goal in this concrete cage where the cameras don't sleep. I carve your name in the shadows I keep. They wiretap my thoughts, try to cage my rage, but your love's the spark that burst through the stage. We're rebels, baby, dodging their scams, holding you tight in this dystopian land. No chip in my veins, no leash on my heart. We'll tear the system down, never falling apart.
In this world of steel, where the light's gone dim, I'll find you. Chains can't hold us, their eyes can't see. Our hearts burn brighter than their tyranny. Oh, we'll rise, we'll fight through the endless night. Defiant hearts will ignite the light. They broadcast lies, try to rewrite our truth. Paint us as traitors for loving our youth. I'm dodging their butts, put them through the grid. Every scar on my soul screams the life that we live.
Your whisper's my shield in this war-torn haze, while the satellites run us through these endgame days.
I'll hack their mainframe, crash their control. For you, I'd burn this whole system to coal.
We're outlaws, darling, with sparks in our veins. Together we'll dance in their acid rain.
In this world of steel, where the light's gone dim, I'll find you. Chains can't hold us, their eyes can't see. Our hearts burn brighter than their tyranny. Oh, we'll rise, we'll fight through the endless night. Defiant hearts will ignite the light. Beneath their towers where the lost ones fade, I carve our oath in the scars they've made. Their cold commands can't silence my song. Your heart beats the rhythm that carries me up.
Get lies, I'll find you in time. Our love's a beacon no darkness can find.
The drones may scream, their sirens may wail, but my soul's your shelter, our truth won't fail.
In the shattered world, we'll stand and defy. Two hearts unbroken beneath the cruel sky.
They track every move, but they can't cage desire. Our love's a virus set in their circuits on fire.
Your voice in my dreams is my only escape. We'll rewrite the stars in this surveillance state.
No walls can't stop us, no screens can divide. We're the glitch in their code with you by my side.
Your sirens and ash, I'll reach for your hand. I love the rebellion, they'll never withstand. Just
Oops. I almost forgot to turn that back on. So anyways, change the whatchamajigger back to the desktop. There we go. All right. Let's talk about this post. This is why would I leave Hive? My thoughts on censorship, jumping ship, and my future on this platform by Calendula Craft. Before I get too far into this, those who don't know, there's been a mass exodus from Hive recently, going people switching to Blurt. If you're not familiar, Hive took over. There's forked, Hive and Blurt both forked from Steemit a few years ago, and Blurt has a thing where there's no downvote button. On Hive, they have a downvote button. And the downvote button, while was originally planned as a way to control plagiarism and, you know, fight child porn and all that crap, it was turned into a weapon. While it was meant for good, it was turned into a weapon. Because what it did, it enabled a cabal of users to control people and censor people on the Hive platform. They do not admit to it, and they will never admit to it, but here's the thing. They've got this thing called Hive Watchers, and it is a group that will go around, and if they think you're plagiarizing something from somewhere else, they will downvote your stuff. If you don't know how Hive, Steam, and Blurt works, when you post comment on it or content on it, you have 7 days before payout. People will come. If they like your post, they upvote it. At the end of the 7 days, it will pay you out. Some of these posts can be, you know, 40 bucks. Some can be a few pennies. Some could be $200-$300 or more by the time 7 days is up. Depends on how big your audience is. What people like Hive Watchers and other whales are users that hold a lot of weight in their votes, and they have a lot of the cryptocurrency of Hive, Steam, or Blurt. At the end of the 7 days, on Hive and Steam, just before that, a third party, you know, like the whale or Hive Watchers, could come in and downvote massively, give you 100% downvote, and it will cancel out everything from everybody else that upvoted your post. So, like Hive Watchers, they will, you know, if they think you're plagiarizing, I've seen them do it for people plagiarizing their own content from another platform, but they will come and they will literally wipe out a brand new user in a matter of a day or two to zero, nothing, nada. And they will continue to do that because you get put on a blacklist. And they have bots that will go and downvote everything you post afterwards. Until the end of time, you will not be seen on any of the front ends, because most of the front ends, if you have to have this reputation here, right here, has to be a certain number. If you fall below that reputation, your posts don't show And sometimes even to people that follow you. So Hive turned it into turned the downvote into a major weapon and censorship model. And Hive is not they say it's decentralized. Yeah, the blockchain might be decentralized, but the way it's ran and controlled is not decentralized. So anyways, there's been this mass exodus because none of that stuff exists on Blurt. And people are leaving the platform here a lot recently. I mean, over the years, there's been people griping about the downvotes for years, me included. And a year or two ago, I just said, fuck it. And I left. I still got an account there, but I don't post anything. I've been trying to get everything, all of my stuff out of Hive and swapped over to Blurt. The only thing you see my posts on Hive are stuff that comes through the CastGarden account or the Blurt.media account. There's a Blurt.media account on Hive. So whenever I post a video, it does show up on Hive, but I'm not doing it. And I'm not reaping the rewards either, because I give that to Agorize for, you know, shits and giggles, because they've done a lot for me and a lot for the communities and the platforms, which is a whole different story. I can get into a whole different story about why, you know, they were done dirty by Hive, very, very dirty. But I digress. So this post, this author is saying, she's pondering joining a new community where, you know, one where people share their yada, 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 but it didn't feel right. Because she says that she's not experienced any of the quote-unquote censorship that's been going on Hive, which is fine. I get that. And I understand that. You've got a reputation of 72. And so you've been there since June of 2023. So you've been there for 2 years. You got a reputation of 72. I was there for 4 years. And I never got above a reputation of 68. So she's caught the eye of somebody that's really liking her. Or she's, because I don't know if it's true, but I do know that there is a couple of rather large whales on Hive that will watch for new users, typically young, good-looking women users, and they will start, I forget what it's called, it's not a pool, it's a chain or something like that, vote chain, where you get like 20 or 30 people in a chain and you run around and you vote for each other's posts all the time. Well, the one that uses this or does this the most, I'm not going to say their name or their Hive username, but they will get particularly young, good looking women and get them to, you know, making up money and befriend them. I don't know what happens in real life, but they will. It's more of a sexual thing, I guess. I don't know if they. You get where I'm going with this. But anyways, I digress. So that's my first indication. You're there for 2 years and you're already at 72 when I know people that's been on there for 5-6 years and they never get above 65 to 68 reputation. So somebody with a lot of money is giving you a shit ton of upvotes. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. Anyways, so back to the article. She's saying she's never felt the, you know, censorship on Hive. So she's not going to, you know, stand up for it or stand up against it. She's just going to stay there and do whatever, you know, she's doing, which is totally fine. I get that. She's free to do that. But I want to point out something here. This right here. She says, so why are people asking me to join them on in an exodus? I don't know, really. I do find it a bit suspicious, as she's got this bold, that people are leaving Hive for Blurt.blog, a website represented by emoji whose mouth is covered. To me, this is strange. Doesn't give me any sort of confidence that this will be a censorship-free space. What about you? I will lay money that she was paid by somebody to put that in that, or somebody dared her to put that in that, in this post. Because what she said there is a complete and total lie. Because there is nothing on Blurt. There is no mechanism for any kind of censorship. But there is on Hive. So either she is complicit with the censorship and part of the cabal, I'll call it the downvote cabal, or you are mentally ignorant and do not understand how this shit works. You're going to say something like that where there is absolutely no way possible, no way technically, no way physically possible to enact censorship on Blurt. The only way for anybody on Blurt to censor you is if one of the front ends blocks your user from displaying on there. And there's only, what, three front ends? There's Blurt.blog, Blurt internet.org, there's Blurt.blog, there's bblurt, and I think there's a Blurt.pl, which is a Polish front end. So, Miss Calendula Craft, if you're listening to this, yeah, this statement is asinine. And if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. But just so you know, it is not possible for what you just said. It is on Hive, where you so eloquently seem to be all happy with. But it is not possible on Blurt. So you might want to learn a few things and understand what the Exodus is all about. Because if you're going to sit there and say, or not say anything, because they came for your neighbor or your neighbor's neighbor, and you didn't say anything because they didn't come for you. And then you didn't say anything for your neighbor, your other neighbor, when they came for them because they didn't come for you. What are you going to do when they come for you and there's nobody left to stand for you? So, have a nice day. That's going to be it for this episode. It's already been like 40-some minutes. But the live shows, don't forget, go check out reallibertymedia.com. I'll keep you guys abreast on when when I start streaming over there, because it's gonna be fun. I can't wait. It's gonna be fun. So we'll catch you guys again next time. Be good, be safe, and we'll do a little rocket me on the way out. If I can play it, there we go.